and welcome to another edition of the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. These days, when you're visiting a new website, a chat box will often pop up and ask if you need help. And you may not even be aware that many times these are automated and are known as chat bots. Our next guest believes that these chat bots can help make your relationship with local government more efficient, and so he started a company to prove it. Branton Riley is CEO of CityBot, based in Charleston, South Carolina. Today he's in our studio. Branton, welcome.
Thank you so much, Mike.
You have sort of a history in local government and your family. Tell us how all of this got started.
Yes, my father is Joe Riley. He was the mayor of Charleston for 40 years, so I literally grew up in City Hall. And as an adult, being an engaged citizen, just have a lot of passion for local government and the opportunities for local government to be more accessible and responsive to all citizens, not just those that grew up with a lot of privilege like I did. When I learned about the chatbot technology and its connection to text messaging, which is now the easiest form of communication, 97% of folks with a mobile phone are texting now, the opportunity to link those two together to make City and County Hall virtual and more accessible to all the citizens is when we decided to start CityBot a little over a year and a half ago.
Well, walk us through exactly how this works.
So what a city or county would do is they would select a 10-digit number, and then you just text straight to your government. You might want to ask them a question saying, when is the next city council meeting, or when is the holiday trash pickup schedule? Or you might want to report a pothole, or my trash wasn't picked up. And so just through the interactive text messaging, our technology responds to answer the questions to facilitate you reporting a pothole with proper address, etc. And then the city or county will fix it, and then they'll let you know when it's done by sending a text message back saying, thank you so much, the pothole's been fixed.
And what have been your challenges in getting this up and running?
Well, I think the biggest challenge is I love local government, and for a variety of reasons, sales cycles are long to make a decision to deploy new technology. And so trying to make the case to sell quicker is something that we work on every day.
And now developing the actual product, did that require off-the-shelf technology? Did you need to hire some programmers?
Great question. I have an amazing business partner, Tom Wilson, in Charleston, South Carolina, who has guided us so nicely through the process. And so it's been a collaboration of local programmers in Charleston, as well as some experts in the artificial intelligence field. And so it's been kind of a combination of both.
Can you name any of the cities or towns that you are actually online with now?
Absolutely. So we're so grateful to the city of North Charleston, who sort of took the plunge with us as our first customer. We launched with them in July of 17. And since then, we've added Williamsburg, Virginia, a suburb of Dallas called Salina, Texas. We're about to launch with Gloucester Township, New Jersey, which is just outside of Philadelphia, as well as Charleston County. Our first county customer will be launching very soon.
What feature about this pushes the local government over the edge into purchasing this? Is there any one thing that makes them excited about connecting with the citizens?
So I think there are two things, really. Number one, I've never had a conversation with anyone in city government that did not want government to be more accessible to all citizens. They want to be more connected with their citizens. And so what we do is we meet citizens where they're comfortable communicating, which for many people is on text message. So that's number one. And then number two, city governments, county governments are being constantly challenged to do more with less. And so what our technology does is enable cities and counties to handle a lot more customer service, to really step up their customer service game without necessarily bringing on costs associated with that.
Has there been any fear of abuse by, I guess, users who might just be interested in overworking the government, sending them astray, et cetera?
It's a great question. I think every city and county that I speak to has their list of repeat customers, so to speak. We have not seen that in terms of utilization of our system.
And so what's next? What's on the drawing board for CityBot?
We're looking at enabling CityBot through Alexa, as well as to take that voice interactive technology through the mobile phone. So you could say, for example, hey Siri, can you give me the North Charleston CityBot? Oh yes, Mr. Switzer, how are you doing today? Well, I'm fine, but I just ran over a pothole, and have that voice interactive experience.
Well, Bratton, thanks so much for taking time to visit our studio today.
It's been a real pleasure, and thanks for what you do, Mike.
Bratton Riley is CEO of CityBot, based in Charleston. We will have a link to his company posted at our webpage so you can learn more. Our address is southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you can hear this show again and connect with us with the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.